CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Capital One Eno Card.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A soaking and fast-moving storm is taking aim at the Northeast. Tropical Storm Fay arriving just ahead of the weekend. Here's correspondent Tim Jimenez.
Bucket upon bucket of rain falling.
No, not a good beach day at all.
And that led to some street flooding, including here at 8th Street near the boardwalk.
Try to get the car out of all this water over here. Looks like it's about 2 feet.
And the wind, so fierce that a stroll on the boardwalk means getting knocked around and trying not to lose your hat. A miserable day, weather-wise, but some were still optimistic.
Had a great day yesterday and going to be sitting inside and playing games today.
Well, it's all about indoor activities, which is something shore shops and restaurants don't need right now, already taking plenty of hits from the pandemic. Tim Jimenez for CBS News, Philadelphia.
President Trump says the storm is being monitored and FEMA is poised to help, and he's canceled a rally in New Hampshire tomorrow. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
News of the postponement came as the president landed in Florida. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany told reporters on Air Force One that the Portsmouth Airport hangar rally would be pushed back a week or two because of the tropical storm that's tracking into New England. The center of Tropical Storm Fay is expected to skirt New Hampshire, though thunderstorms are expected in Portsmouth through tomorrow morning.
And then there's an intense heat wave baking many parts of the country. Meteorologist Jeff Baradelli.
High temperatures in southern Arizona and southern California away from the water. About 115 to 120 degrees both Saturday and Sunday afternoon.
Sunbelt states are still grappling with increasing coronavirus cases. New York is sending Florida medical supplies. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
On Saturday, our hospitals will be receiving additional remdesivir. So we've got 427 additional cases coming. That's 17,080 additional vials of remdesivir.
Florida is reporting its second sharpest daily rise in cases. Hospitals in Louisiana are worried about a possible shortage of intensive care beds. And there were more single-day records in Texas. And Kansas City, Missouri Mayor Quentin Lucas.
There have been a number of outbreaks relating to bars and other kind of facilities of that sort. So we're maintaining our 50% capacity limit on all bars and taverns in Kansas City.
Meatpacking plants have been hit hard by the coronavirus. A new complaint by workers' rights groups accuses them of putting profits before people. Joe Henry is with Forward Latino, one of the plaintiffs.
The amount of abuse we allow in these plants will decide what type of a country we are. We cannot allow these workers to continue to be abused. It's time for common sense and to fight for equality.
The Dow was up 368. This is CBS.
Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges and helps if you need to fix them. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm so glad I'm taking this product. It really has done a lot. My skin on my legs was like leather. I kid you not. It really cleared up everything. My skin looks better. I feel better. And I just look better.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code FRUITS.
David Horowitz, author of Blitz, is predicting more protests against President Trump this summer. In Blitz, Horowitz warns Antifa wants to stop Trump. Blitz is already a number one Amazon bestseller. Tune in at 7 p.m. Eastern to Greg Kelly Reports on Newsmax to find out the real agenda of Antifa. Newsmax TV ratings are up 200%. Everyone carries us. DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Uverse, Fios, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Wow, Armstrong, and more. Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
There's good news for animal-loving New Yorkers, but CBS News correspondent Deborah Rodriguez reports it comes with a lot of buts.
The Bronx Zoo will reopen on the 24th of this month. So will the city's Central Park, Prospect Park, and Queen Zoos, as well as the New York Aquarium. All facilities fall under the state's fourth phase of reopening. The number of visitors will be limited to no more than a third of maximum capacity. Zoos will use time ticketing as a control mechanism. Masks will be a must for everyone over the age of three. A couple of high-risk exhibits will remain closed, like the 4D theater at Central Park Zoo and camel rides in the Bronx. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
In Siberia, which has been reporting record high heat, above 100 degrees, Russian firefighters have been seeding clouds to bring down rain over the wildfires. They use planes to fire chemicals into the clouds, and so far it's been enough to snuff out some of them. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.